I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you been baptized? Have you taken this step of faith, an act of obedience, to identify yourself as a follower of Jesus publicly? When we think about baptism, some may say that it's just for infants to be christened. Others may say it's an old tradition, and still others may be either totally unaware of its significance or closed-minded about its importance. Why be baptized? Isn't it enough just to believe? Believe in Jesus Christ? Yes and no. Yes, Jesus said these words, "He who believes in me shall have everlasting life," John 6:47. The Apostle Paul followed up with, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," Acts 16:30-32. Entrance into heaven does not require one to be baptized. However, when one enters a relationship with Jesus Christ, realizing all that Jesus Christ has done for them, the change inwardly motivates them to testify outwardly of God's amazing grace. "I'm no longer a slave to sin. I've been cleansed, forgiven, changed. I am a child of God, and I want all to know that I follow Jesus." I believe baptism is for every believer. It is a testimony of Christ changing an individual inwardly, moving from death to life. As Romans 6:3-5 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." So when the church gathers to practice the ordinance of baptism, it is, in a real sense, a testimony service of God doing a new work in the lives of those who are being baptized. Jesus was baptized. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, Matthew writes, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Notice, Jesus did not need to be baptized, but he did so because he was obeying God as Father and fulfilling all righteousness. John the Baptist knew that Jesus didn't need to be baptized by him because Christ was without sin, and John was keenly aware of his own unworthiness. But Jesus was obedient to God, his Father. Notice, secondly, that after Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and did you hear what happened? Verse 16 says, "And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" For every follower of Jesus, when you and I are baptized, we are pleasing God the Father. We are acknowledging our full dependence upon the Spirit of God to give us power to live a godly life. We are testifying of God's resurrection power at work in us, no longer dead, but alive in Jesus Christ. Becoming spiritually alive is worth shouting about and letting others know. So, have you been baptized? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has His Holy Spirit birthed in you new life? If not, why not ask Jesus to show and reveal Himself to you? Why not put your faith and trust in Him and experience His resurrection power? Why not then follow Him by being baptized, telling the whole world that you are His? When you do, you'll discover that God is very pleased. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.